Okay, let's head back to Detroit now, where the question of stray animals in the city has been in the spotlight ever since Bloomberg News put out a story that painted Detroit as some post-apocalyptic place where, and here's a quote, abandoned dogs roam in packs as humans dwindled. And another quote made worldwide news saying, as many as 50,000 stray dogs roam the streets in vacant homes of bankrupt Detroit. Well, I'm joined now by someone with a different view of the stray animal problem in Detroit. Michigan State University political science professor Laura Reese has completed the first academic study of the stray animal problem. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you.
What does a stray animal problem, Laura, anywhere mean to that community? I mean, clearly there's the public health concerns. We'll start with the obvious animal bites and the like. But what deeper issues does it mean?
I think there's a couple things. One is that just like abandoned buildings or, you know, broken windows, selling drugs on the street, having roaming animals is a marker of disorder in the community. For the residents of the community, it can hurt their efficacy to do something about bettering their community. So it's just another marker that things are in disarray and the city isn't doing anything about it.
So your study pegs the number of stray cats and dogs in Detroit at about how many?
The most common answer in my study for dogs was about 10,000. The mean answer was about 7,500. For cats, it's more, and probably more around 15,000 to 17,000. Mm-hmm. But a couple things are important here. I mean, first of all, I didn't do a count.
You weren't in the field.
Right. I was not in the field standing on the street corner counting dogs and cats. So I was asking people from animal welfare organizations that are in the trenches in the city how big they think the problem is. So, for instance, on the dogs, I got answers that ranged from zero, which is crazy, to 50,000. So there is quite a considerable range of opinion about how many dogs and cats are out there.
And what do you hope will happen with this research? What do you think could come from the data you've gathered?
I'd like to look for ways for the city to better work with the nonprofit groups and for the nonprofit groups to more efficiently and effectively work with each other on coming up with solutions to the problem. And then I'd also just like more awareness in the community about what individuals can do. You know, it's not just a city problem or a group problem. There's a lot of things that people can do as far as donating their time as a volunteer and particularly providing foster homes for animals. That's one of the biggest needs that the animal rescue groups identified. And, you know, just about anybody can do that.
In the reader comments in the Detroit News, following the Detroit News report on your study, there was a distinct strain of, well, that figures, it's Detroit. We take care of our animals. There was a lot of that. Did that bother you?
It does bother me. What do you expect people to do? Detroit has had a tremendous foreclosure crisis. And when people are put out of their homes and have to go into apartments or homeless shelters, in the worst case, their animals have to go somewhere. So you have just so much economic dislocation in the city that, of course, you're going to have these issues. And people don't have the money for their own health care, let alone for spay and neuter for animals. I mean, it really is what you would expect to see from an economic crisis of the magnitude of Detroit's.
MSU political science professor Laura Reese, her study was the first academic study of the problem of stray animals in the city of Detroit. Laura, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.